Chapter 36. Now Bezaleel, and Oholiab, and every skillful person in whom the Lord has put skill, and understanding to know how to perform all the work in the construction of the sanctuary, shall perform in accordance with all that the Lord has commanded. Then Moses called Bezaleel, and Oholiab, and every skillful person in whom the Lord had put skill, every one whose heart stirred him, to come to the work to perform it. And they received from Moses all the contributions, which the sons of Israel had brought to perform the work in the construction of the sanctuary. And they still continued bringing to him freewill offerings every morning. And all the skillful men who were performing all the work of the sanctuary came, each from the work which he was performing. And they said to Moses, "The people are bringing much more than enough for the construction work which the Lord commanded us to perform." So Moses issued a command, and a proclamation was circulated throughout the camp, saying, "Let neither man nor woman any longer perform work for the contributions of the sanctuary." Thus the people were restrained from bringing any more. For the material they had was sufficient, and more than enough, for all the work to perform it. And all the skillful men among those who were performing the work made the tabernacle with 10 curtains, of fine twisted linen, and blue and purple and scarlet material, with cherubim, the work of a skillful workman, Bezaleel, made them. The length of each curtain was 28 cubits, and the width of each curtain 4 cubits. All the curtains had the same measurements. And he joined 5 curtains to one another, and the other 5 curtains he joined to one another. And he made loops of blue on the edge of the outermost curtain in the first set. He did likewise on the edge of the curtain that was outermost in the second set. He made 50 loops in one curtain, and he made 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that was in the second set. The loops were opposite each other. And he made 50 clasps of gold, and joined the curtains to one another with the clasp, so the tabernacle was a unit. Then he made curtains of goat's hair for a tent over the tabernacle. He made 11 curtains in all. The length of each curtain was 30 cubits, and 4 cubits the width of each curtain. The 11 curtains had the same measurements, and he joined 5 curtains by themselves, and the other 6 curtains by themselves. Moreover, he made 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that was outermost in the first set, and he made 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that was outermost in the second set. And he made 50 clasps of bronze to join the tent together, that it might be a unit. And he made a covering for the tent of ram's skins dyed red, and a covering of porpoise skins above. Then he made the boards for the tabernacle of acacia wood, standing upright. 10 cubits was the length of each board, and 1.5 cubits the width of each board. There were 2 tenons for each board, fitted to one another. Thus he did for all the boards of the tabernacle. And he made the boards for the tabernacle, 20 boards for the south side, and he made 40 sockets of silver under the 20 boards. 2 sockets under one board for its 2 tenons, and 2 sockets under another board for its 2 tenons. Then for the second side of the tabernacle, on the north side, he made 20 boards, and their 40 sockets of silver, 2 sockets under one board, and 2 sockets under another board. And for the rear of the tabernacle to the west he made 6 boards. And he made 2 boards for the corners of the tabernacle at the rear. And they were double beneath, and together they were complete to its top to the first ring. Thus he did with both of them for the 2 corners. And there were 8 boards with their sockets of silver, 16 sockets, 2 under every board. Then he made bars of acacia wood, 5 for the boards of one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the tabernacle for the rear side to the west. And he made the middle bar to pass through in the center of the boards from end to end. And he overlaid the boards with gold, and made their rings of gold as holders for the bars, and overlaid the bars with gold. Moreover, he made the veil of blue and purple and scarlet material, and fine twisted linen. He made it with cherubim, the work of a skillful workman. And he made 4 pillars of acacia for it, and overlaid them with gold, with their hooks of gold, and he cast 4 sockets of silver for them. And he made a screen for the doorway of the tent, of blue and purple and scarlet material, and fine twisted linen, the work of a weaver. And he made its 5 pillars with their hooks, and he overlaid their tops and their bands with gold, but their 5 sockets were of bronze.